Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's clear the climate change will not spare anyone. Like in US and Costa Rica, in central region of Vietnam, you are facing the worst in 60 years drought, and at the same time, water level in the Mekong River is lowest in 90 years. That we have record, maybe even for longer period. And Vietnam is forecasted as one of the countries most affected by climate change, particularly by the sea level rise. If the sea level rises 1 meter, about 39% of the Mekong Delta, Vietnam main rice basket will be inundated unless major investment are made. And it's very clear that we need to work together urgently to cope with common challenge of climate change. In Vietnam, we are fully aware of the serious challenge in responding to climate change. And we are trying our best to implement adaptation actions. The National Strategy on Climate Change and the National Green Growth Strategy have been adopted. And we work out a specific program for agriculture to respond to climate change. As in Vietnam, agriculture occupy about 20% of GDP, but it is a main source of income and employment for 70% of our population. And agriculture in Vietnam occupy also 30% of Vietnam emission. And at the same time, we fully committed to join international effort of reduction of greenhouse gas emission. And we have submitted our commitment to this forum that we cut 8% of greenhouse gas by 2030 compared to the business as usual development scenario, but to a possible reduction of 25% with international support. But that is planned. Actually, for many years, we've been trying to carry out concrete measures in rice production. You know that Vietnam is producing a lot of rice, but rice produced also half of agriculture emission. And from a hectare of rice, a lot of methane gas emitted that is even more toxic than CO2. And that's why we work out a package and transfer to farmers. And with that package, we can reduce emission by about 20-30%. And but at the same time, to increase productivity by 10-20% and increase farmer income. In coffee production, we've been working with Nestle and some other partners on pilot scheme. Similarly, we work out a package of technology and transfer to farmers. And reason was to reduce water usage by 30% and increase productivity by 10% and farmers' income by 14%, but emission reduced by more than 50%. In livestock, we've been assisting farmers to win biogas schemes. And by so far, we were able to win up 145,000 different schemes. And that have such remarkably to reduce emission. In forestry, we've been trying our best to recover Barren Hin. And in early 90s, last century, forestry coverage in Vietnam was below 30%. But this year, our coverage is nearly 41%. And we are working together with UN agencies to pilot a RED program with support from Norway government. And with those information, I want to say that we can do many things in agriculture to have to reduce emission and to mitigate climate change. And though effort are triple wheel, it's not necessarily that to reduce emission and reduce productivity. Otherwise, we can get at the same time increase productivity and reduce emission and increase farmers' income. Yeah. So now I think I can say that we are ready to go ahead. We are ready to scale it up. And what we need strong commitment from government, from stakeholders, farmers, businesses, scientific agencies. We need right policy intensive incentives to encourage farmers and businesses to take active participation. And we need also strong support to farmers, especially small, poor one. In case of Vietnam, we have 15 million smallholders living in countryside, and we have 25 workers. So we need to support them. In many of our pilot scheme, it's very clear. They want to adapt, but they need us to support them with technology, with credit, etc., and marketing. And of course, we need strong international cooperation, particularly for sharing experiences and transferring technology. I think joint hand, we can change. Thank you very much.